first of all, first together for yourselves. You have comported yourselves very well. Yeah. And you have also followed the time that I gave you. Okay.
So because you have followed the time
that I gave you, I'll also follow the time that I told you that I'll close. Is it a good deal? You want me to preach for a long time? I should preach for a long time. No, it's okay. What it is that we will close at a point, okay, and then we will have a good sleep. Okay, can somebody make this gentleman sit down? Now, some of the things that will not make me close is unnecessary talking, unnecessary movement. You understand? It will not make me close early. So you comport yourselves and then we will see. You remember I promised you t-shirts tomorrow. The t-shirts are in. You put your hands together for the Lord. So I'll give the t-shirts to you tomorrow. Then we'll wear it on Saturday morning when we are about to leave this place. And then we take pictures, real pictures. Pictures in the Ebecha. Alright. Okay. So God bless you so much. Thank you for at the point I was saying that when they are awake, when they are asleep, but I saw that you guys are awake. Because when I left here, I didn't go and sleep. Yeah, when I left, I went to do something else. Then I saw that you guys are here, and I said, no, let me come. Alright. Now we are still on what? Mighty Foundations. Everybody say mighty foundations. Say mighty foundations. And one of my prayer for you is that may your foundations be mighty. May your foundations be strong. May your foundations be built on a rock. May your foundations be great. Yeah. So I started by telling you about So we have, how many foundations have we done so far? Two. What's the first one? Foundations of quiet time. Is the number one foundation you must build. And then number two, foundation of what? Foundation of prayer. Now, this evening, I am doing what we call the foundation of singing Christian songs. The foundation of singing Christian song. Yeah. Because that's the third foundation. Because a lot of young people, listen to me. A lot of young people are into filthy music. A lot of young people are into what? Filthy, unwholesome, polarized, profane music. The music you listen to, they are not songs that glorify God. Anytime God hears those songs from you, he gets angry. And one of the foundations, you see, because when you don't listen to the correct music, it corrupts you. A profane music will corrupt you. A profane music will destroy your spirit. A profane music will introduce evil spirit into your life. 1 Samuel chapter 16. verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 14. Are you still here? But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Everybody look at me. Everybody should sit down.
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Verse 15.
And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from the Lord troubled and thou shalt be well.
Let me tell you, a certain evil spirit was troubling Saul. An evil explain to you that it is better. Listen,
Listen, a song has a way of creating an atmosphere. Every song you sing, it creates an atmosphere. Look, some people became bad boys because of the songs they listen to. Some of the songs, when you listen to it, it stirs you up to do bad things. You know it. And those are the songs you have on your phones. Some of you have pornography on your phones as I'm talking. As you are in the car, your ringtone, if your phone rings right now, everybody will turn and look at you. Because your ringtone is not the best. Your ringtone is a Yasenyo. Your ringtone. At the age of 14, you are listening to profane music. And nobody has told you it's a wrong thing. Nobody has said it before. It is normal. Your mother's ringtone, your father's ringtone, your siblings, their ringtone, all of them are ringtones that every is normal. But I've come to tell you that it is not normal.
She can't sleep. Now listen. Cool down. I'm about to cool down. Your songs. Yeah, I was saying that the devil is very smart. Do you know? You see, you people, clap for yourselves. Yeah. This is the first church I am having a camp with that. The people are very honest. Yeah, a lot of the churches that I have conferences and camps with, they lie. When you ask them the question, they know the truth. They lie. But I'm very surprised here. I mean, they're able to tell you the truth. Do you know? How many of you know that it is easier to learn worldly music than to learn church music? Lift up your hand. Worldly music, nobody teach you. When you hear the song 1, 2, you can sing. But church music, they will teach you. You can't learn it. It's difficult to learn it. Hands up. If you realize that. Yeah. Church music, we write it on the board. We boil it. We grill it. We fry it. We roast it. We put it in your mouth. We pour it. Still, you can't sing it. But if we are saying you, we just have to play it once. All the if we are saying you can sing, nobody taught you. True of us. Nobody taught you. They just play the song, you listen to it once, two. Afa. Yeah. That is why when we raise a song in church, it's difficult to sing. As you are even singing, some of you forget yourself that this is church. So you can't even sing it. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. If it's difficult for people to sing, even though they can sing, they are not singing. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha pray for you. Yeah. That may the Spirit of the Lord enter you. Anytime you take your time. Look, you see, songs, like I was telling you, every song carries a spirit. Every song. And the more you sing that song, sweetheart, sit well. The more you sing that song, the more that spirit enters you. Yeah. There's a group, they call them Hillsong. Anytime you listen to their song, you can see that it carries the presence of the Lord. Yeah. I'm not talking about these people who make a lot of noise. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah.
Yeah.
8 reasons why you must know church music. Yeah. And to every one of you, in your lifetime, you must learn to play a musical instrument. Either you play a drum, or you play a piano, or you play something. Yeah. 1 Samuel chapter 16, I'm continuing verse 14 to 23. Let me even read from the contemporary version. He said, the spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord was terrifying him. It is an evil spirit from the Lord that is terrifying you. Saul's officials told him, your majesty, let us look for somebody who is good at playing the harp. He can play for you. Whenever the evil spirit from the Lord bothers you, and you feel better. Anytime you are sick, play a spirit-filled song in your house. You'll be fine. Some of you, there is sickness, you are not happy, you are depressed and all that. It's because you don't play good music. All right, Saul answered, find someone who is good at playing the harp and bring him here. A man named Jesse who lives in Bethlehem has a son who can play the harp, one official said. He's a brave warrior. He's good looking. He can speak well, and the Lord is with him. The musician you choose his song, he must be good looking. It's not these musicians whose hair are like corn beef, as if they are being electrocuted. Musicians who are dirty, when they dress up, you can see their boxer shorts. Those are the musicians you listen to their song. Musicians that they put dog chain around their neck. These are the musicians you listen to them. Useless people. Good looking. Somebody who speaks well. Yeah, these are the musicians. You should listen to them. Can you not see that Joe Metal looks well? Can you not see that Joe Metal is good looking? The spirit of the Lord is with Joe Metal. Why am I preaching this way? He's a brave warrior. He's good looking. He can speak well. The spirit of the Lord is with him. Saul sent a message to tell Jesse, tell your son David to leave the sheep and come to me here. Jesse loaded a donkey with bread and goat skin full of wine. And he told David to take the donkey and the young goat to Saul. David went to see Saul and started working for him. Saul liked him so much that he put David in charge of carrying all his weapon. Not long after this, Saul sent another message to Jesse. I really like David. Please let him stay with me. Whenever the evil spirit from the Lord troubled Saul, David would play the harp. Saul will relax and feel better, and the evil spirit will go away. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. 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 8 reasons why you must be trained in church music. Number one, playing of music makes you useful. Playing of music. Playing of music makes you what? Useful. David became useful. You will be useful in the house of the Lord. Oh, I said you'll be useful in the house of the Lord. Yeah. David suddenly became useful. Music will make you useful. Playing music. Some of you have the chance to play the music, but you don't want to play. But I see an army of young people who are going to deny worldly pleasures of evil and profane music, and they are going to run after spiritual songs. They are going to run after spiritual music in the name of Jesus. He said, when children get into playing music, they immediately become useful in the church. You'll be useful. Yeah. A time should come in this church, we should have children who play all the instruments. We are getting there. Say, we are getting there. Say, we are getting there. Yeah. Reason number two. Playing of instrument leads you to being recommended. People will talk about you, they'll recommend you. Oh, this boy, oh, he can play. Oh, this boy, who else can play the piano apart from the guy over there? Who else can play? Who else can play? You can play it well. I'm not talking about A, Y, C, Y. Hey, when I was in school, we had a certain organist. Hey. Everybody say, hey. When they called the choir to come and sing, by the time you get the key, the choir has finished singing. No go super. One day we called him and we told him that he had rehearsed with the choir. He said, oh, he rehearsed. Oh. He will rehearse with the choir when the choir is about to sing. By the time the choir finish singing, you know, then he will get the key. We are not looking for such musicians. We are looking for musicians who can play. Hey, Chama, play something for me softly at the background. Play something. Play something. This guy will be very useful. Yeah. If I'm traveling somewhere, I'll travel with him. Yeah. Yeah. He will be useful. He will be useful. May you learn to play drum. You can play drum. You can play piano. You can play the trumpet. You can play the trombone. Any musical instrument, you must learn how to play at least one. Yeah. Is it not nice? Is it not nice? It's nice. Learn it. Every one of you, it will make you to be recommended. It will, the music will lead people to recommend you. This way, I'm more fancy. What fun is serious? You see, Jiwu took a cafe. They were for the new kwakwa. Hey, bro, no. Number three, playing of music gives you access to privileged places. Who would have thought that David would go to the palace and stay with Saul? David, a shepherd boy. David was a shepherd boy. He was a shepherd boy in the bush. But from the bush, he came to the palace. How did he get to the palace? He got to the palace because of his music, his ability to play the music. May you play the music. Or I say, may you play music in your entire life. It will bring you before great people. Yeah. Music is very important too. Everybody loves music. Everybody likes music. Including Satan. That is why Satan invests so much in music. Now let me tell you. Before the devil and his agents, before they rebelled, the duty of the devil or Satan in heaven was, no, Satan, his people are demons and the devil. Before he rebelled, his work, he was the music director in heaven. Yeah, he was the chief musician in heaven. Yeah, that is why that Bible says all the instruments are within him. Yes. Yeah. That is why he invests so much in worldly music. And that is why those worldly music attract you. That is why a lot of the worldly music, they sound nicer than even church music. So the devil, he knows what young people want. He knows what you want. He knows what you want. So there's so much money invested, there's so much energy, there's so much talent invested in the music industry to confuse children, to confuse young children, and to destroy the lives of young children. But the Lord will save us. Well, I said the Lord will save us. Yeah. Number four. Playing of music give you a reason to be around. Yeah. Because we need you to play the piano, you come to church. Even if you don't want to come to church, because you play the piano, you come. Because you are the drummer, Junior, do you play any musical instrument? What instrument do you play? Trombone. Drum. Festus, which musical instrument do you play? Drum. You are a drummer. You too, what do you play? Drum. Now drum no send wa sorry hana. Obi abo drums. Anyway.
And including the girls, you must all learn how to play. The girls, you must learn how to play keyboard. When I was pastoring our church in Tamale, my drummer was a girl. She can lead up the prayer. She sings solo. She drums.
And now she plays the piano.
One girl. Now here, you don't want to learn anything. It gives you all a reason to be around. May you be around in Jesus' name. When we are looking for you, may we find you.
Yeah. 8 reasons why you must choose church music. Eight reasons why you must be trained in church music. I'm not talking about be trained in worldly music. Be trained in church music. What is point number one? It makes you useful. It makes you useful. You become important. I say you become important. Yeah. What's your name? The guy playing there, what's your name? Yima.
Ohiniba.
Ohiniba is what? The chief's son.
Responding to you, and you have a point by 2 o'clock. Yes, playing of instrument leads you to be recommended, to make people recommend you. Number 3, Playing music gives you access to privileged places. Number 4.
It gives you what? A reason to be around. Now, those of you who are not right here, I will inspect notes. Don't worry. Number 5. Music puts you in the limelight. Music, it puts you in the limelight. Music will make you popular. Yeah. That's why musicians are popular. Anybody who comes and cough, cry, people will buy and sing along. Right now, we are very useless musicians in the world, especially in Ghana. Everybody just put some 2 lines together, no, it's a song. People are falling down for them. 2 lines. Even including some gospel musicians, they put 2 lines together. Instead of you to wait on God for, hey, sit down. Instead of you to wait on God for God to give you inspiration. You see people, you see now everybody is in hurry to compose a song so that the person can win a VGMA award. And gospel song of the year, song of the year, backing vocalist of the year, songwriter of the year. Everybody is interested in that worldly awards they give. So everybody is in hurry to put two lines together and bring a song that will hit. That is why they call it hit. Because hit, you know, after it has hit, it evaporates. It doesn't work again. Yeah. After this, I've come to show you how to recognize a good music. It's not every music you listen to. Even the one they call gospel, it's not every gospel song that we can sing in church. Some of the gospel songs, they might as well sing them in the club. Hey, why is pastor preaching like this? Why am I preaching like this? I'll show you why I'm preaching like this. Because music has a tendency to destroy your soul. Everybody's interested in award. This year, I was watching the TGMA award. Hey! Gospel people, the things they were wearing. And all of them are interested. They are, as I was lying, I was watching them. I said, so these people, are they serious? Oh, today I'm expecting the best. I know that by all means I'm going to win the gospel song of the year. I mean, see, so the whole year your aim is to win the gospel artist of the year. And this year, by the grace of God, my team and I, we put something together, and I believe that we are going to win a number. The nominees. When I kept hearing that nominees, I said, "DNLs are nominees, you know." All year round, your aim is to get nominated, and they'll give you wood. Say, fuck off, ye. Plywood. That thing is wood. Hey, I saw the uselessness of those things. Which of the year? One of the year that some two musicians in Ghana, two big musicians in Ghana, they fought. The year before, is it that same year or the year before, they fought and they were banned from the award scheme. Then the following year, what they were there, that category they were fighting over, they gave it to another musician. Hey, that musician, everywhere he was going, he was holding the award. One day, I heard that they said the award, he got lost at Medina Market. And now when he won the award, hey, this is for the street. It's for the street. Award is for the street. It's for the street. Everybody for the street. That was the first time I heard the guy's name. I don't want to mention his name. Last. They said that word God lost, and they found it at Medina Market. May you never become a musician whose aim is to win plywood. As I'm standing here, I am preaching so that I'll win a plywood as the best children's pastor. Why? But I'm not competing with anyone at all. I am never in competition with anyone. I am running my race. Hey, I am running. I know my track. I am running. Paul said, I press on towards the mark of the high calling. I am running my race. I'm not competing with anybody. If somebody is competing with me, that is up to them. I am not competing with anybody. Never. Because right now, Chairman, you are moving too much. Hey, get certain sequences down. Right now in church, so much competition. Musicians are competing with one another. And I met you, the Spirit of God came down. A lot of people were giving offering more than last week when you came to sing. Competition. People were falling down. When I was preaching, when I was ministering, a lot of people were falling down. It's a sign that my song is powerful. Hey! The 12 of you, go out. Go out. I'm preaching. You are eating this thing. Out. Come on, go out. You think I'm here to joke? Do you think I'll take her from Accra to come here for you to come and be eating Indomie in my service? Come out! Nonsense. Have I not told you not to eat during sessions? Go out. Go and sleep. You and your sister, go and sleep. Don't come here again. Pack your tomorrow morning, pack your things and go back to Kumasi. Somebody should follow them. Let them pack their things this evening. And then they should go tomorrow morning. If Pragya come, they should put them on the this and go. Don't come into my service again. I guess it's an amudidi here. And I just obey say, then you the indomie, your friend say cowbell, then he's also eating. I'm saying so for the boy fu, me boo fu ye. Man, you know, me. Next one. Somebody should go and tell them that they should come and beg. Omobe Pacho. Number six. Music is an area parents are likely to invest in. Me see, everybody likes musical. Your parents will invest in music. One day, when I put on my television, I will see some of you standing there and you are ministering. A great musician in our country. A great spirit-filled musician in our country. Yeah. Yeah. Music is an area parents are likely to invest freely in. So, Utiha, and they were eating this thing. And I want country and Chirom. Utiha, Ushom. 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 Say, Omama Obi. Don't eat. It's a sign of disrespect to God. Say, Waba, sorry, and you are eating in the church room. Don't do that in your church. You are lucky I'm a visitor. Like what I would have done to her if she was my church, what I would have done to her, she wouldn't be happy. Number seven. Training in music could lead to future career. It could what? Lead to what? Future career. Everybody say future career. Yeah. Some of you, what you study in the university is not what you enjoy from. You only enjoy from your music. You enjoy from your music. You enjoy because God has blessed you with a talent. God has given you a voice, a spiritual voice that you can sing from it. Yeah. And they'll call you to places to go and sing. You didn't say me. I said they'll call you, they'll invite you to places to go and sing. Yeah. Me, I don't sing. Me, my voice is like generator. You can't sing. My voice is like generator that has spot. And it's a Shatawale voice, yeah. Shata, freedom, Shata. Freedom. That's all the song. And I'm doing the China, which is a moon to new me. Number eight, the last one. Playing of music serves as a stepping stone into other calling. It serves as a stepping stone. If you are Adenawaba, come apologize to the whole church. But you know how you tell the whole church you are sorry for eating in the service. Come and stand here and tell the whole church that you are sorry. You will not eat in church again. Want to, if you are not apologized, then go back. What did Jahanu? Oh, can't sorry, no.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry for what? For eating in church. What's your name? Ejewa. Don't eat in church again, okay? I love you, okay? Don't eat in church again, okay? Don't cry. Don't. Start again. Go and sit down. And soon be why? Don't eat in church. Me, masem yedi. Masem yedi. Why? Don't eat in church again. Go and sit down. Where's your chair? Come and sit down. Say cowbell. Cowbell. Adia cowbell. Do why kwa ye? I love you, okay? I don't hate you, okay? I'm only correcting you. Come and sit down. The playing of music serves as a stepping stone into other callings. Yeah. I pray for you that God will give you a gift. The gift of singing. The gift of music. The gift of playing musical instruments. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. Begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Tell God you want a gift. A gift. A gift. A gift. A gift. A gift that will help you to sing in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Barako Zandabra. Lift up your hands, everybody, and begin to pray. Pray. God is about to bless you with a gift right now. Marako Zimbre Kabalaba. Mariko Satabra Kabandebe. Meko Rabandebea. Mando Seke Labra Karabando. Mekasa Toriande. Rabarabrandaba. Pastor Peter, help me. Mariko Zabra Karaba. Kepa Zatabro